Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic is the other sheep and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of John chapter 10 verses 14 to 16. I am the good shepherd, I know my own sheep and they know me. Just as my father knows me and I know the father, so I sacrifice my life for the sheep. I have other sheep too that are not in this sheepfold. I must bring them also. They will listen to my voice and there will be one flock with one shepherd. We have been speaking about God as the I am. In today's scripture, Jesus speaking says, I am the good shepherd. This is beyond playing on words. The words I am in that scripture are a deliberate pointer by Jesus to his divinity. But this is not where this episode is going. Our focus this morning is on verses 15 and 16. I am the good shepherd, so, he says, I sacrifice my life for the sheep. Jesus, using the allegory of sheep and shepherd, describes the kind of shepherd he is, the kind that lays down his life for his sheep. The love for his sheep, that is, you and I, is so deep that he actually puts his life on the line and he died so that we would not be harmed. This is not a fable. It is a verifiable truth. Jesus Christ died on a cross for you and for me. This scripture becomes even more fascinating. Listen to verse 16. It says, I have other sheep too that are not in this sheepfold. I must bring them also. In other words, Jesus is saying, I also died for a group of sheep who still neither accept nor believe in me. But that's okay. They are still my sheep. Notice how he calls them his. He said, I have other sheep too. My message this morning is to the other sheep, to those who are yet to accept that Christ died for them and consequently surrender their lives to him. Jesus, even though you have rejected him, still calls you his. He loves you so much and he died for you. He says he is committed to bringing you into his fold. Listen to that scripture. It says, I must bring them also. Oh, my dear listener, if you are not yet a Christ follower, this is for you. Jesus is calling you to the fold by this message. He is saying, come. The fold is the body of Christ. It is his family here on earth, a body of his sheep. You see, my dear listener, life as you know it will end one day. Like I always say, it is one of two things. We will either die or stay alive to see the end of time where Jesus will return to take his people. We are not in control of when either of these will happen. But once either of them happen, eternity will begin. It will now be forever life or forever torment. Jesus died so that no one has to go into everlasting torment. He died to save us. All he calls you to do is accept him. Please listen to him today and answer this call. This is the best decision you could ever make. If you would like to make this decision, please say this prayer from the depth of your heart with me. Dear God, I recognize that I have not lived my life for you up until now. I have been living for myself and that is wrong. I need you in my life. I want you in my life. I acknowledge the completed work of your son, Jesus Christ, in giving his life for me on the cross at Calvary. And I long to receive the forgiveness you have made freely available to me through this sacrifice. Come into my life now, Lord. Take up residence in my heart. Be my King, my Lord, my Savior. From this day forward, I will no longer be controlled by sin or the desire to please myself, but I will follow you all the days of my life. Those days are in your hands. I ask this in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Amen. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. If you also prayed that prayer with me, please also drop me a line. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's Word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.